This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. We are just a few weeks away from the beginning of wheat planting. While wheat can be planted in September, it is not suggested except under certain conditions, like when paired with cattle grazing. Research has shown that while planting early can give much more fall foliage, it doesn't translate to better grain yields. Early planting will tend to have more Hessian flies, and in this area, have more aphids that can carry the barley yellow dwarf virus. Also, planting early will tend to have more root rot problems because the soil fungus is more active in warmer soil temperatures. Speaking of soil fungus, this brings us to the discussion of using seed treatments for planted wheat. If buying new wheat from a foundation or company, there is a good chance it will already be treated. However, many farmers will plant their own held back bin run wheat. Treatments can be added to bin run wheat on the farm in a number of farmer engineered methods, but it is not easy to do to get good coverage without gummy seeds. Often, specialized equipment at a seed house works best. Three types of coating can be applied, including a fungicide, insecticide, and plant growth regulators. Fungicide seed treatments is especially important to control the smut funguses. Even low levels of smut in the previous harvest can affect large parts of the next crop. This year, we have an increased concern from planting bin run wheat due to the problems we had with the Fusarium this harvest. Fusarium head blight doesn't carry with the seed, but it can reduce germination rate, even with a seed without a noticeable Fusarium discoloration. Insecticide treatments can help protect the seed in the soil, but it also reduces the risk of aphids, therefore the barley yellow dwarf. One important part of deciding whether to buy new certified seed or plant bin run wheat is if the bin run wheat is even allowed to be planted. While the possibility of replanting seed is much more likely in wheat versus the GMOs of corn and soybeans, there are still certifications, regulations, and rules to deal with. In a very general sense, there are three levels of seed protectionism. The highest level is where the grain from the last harvest is not allowed to be planted, even if the farmer grew that crop. A crop with a newer novel gene is likely to be under this level. The second level is where the original seed must be purchased from a certified seed dealer, but then the preceding crop can be replanted by that farmer for a certain period of time, usually three replantings. At this level, the crop cannot be sold for seed unless the farmer has been licensed and the seed is certified. The lowest level of certification is none at all. The seed has genetics that no one owns, and often the seed has no name. From my understanding, not very many commonly used varieties of grain crops are at this level of completely free use. In truth, this question of what are the rules when it comes to replanting seed is complicated and can depend on the company who created the variety. Even for K-State or other university-created varieties, it can depend on the specific crop foundation. It's a question I've gotten a number of times and will be likely revisited in a future report. If you have any questions about seed treatments or seed planting legalities, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.